My name is Yvonne Young, and I am a registered nurse. I am a diabetes educator, and I have diabetes. I've had diabetes for over 25 years. And the way I discovered that I had diabetes, I was applying for some life insurance. And one of the things they did was a glucose tolerance test. And at the time, I was told that I was borderline diabetic. And the term borderline to me meant that I still had time to play. I really wasn't diabetic, but eventually I would become a diabetic. But just at the mention of the term diabetes, I went straight into denial and I ignored my disease for a very long time. I weighed over 200 pounds. I smoked 2 to 3 packs of cigarettes a day. I didn't do any kind of exercise, and I ate whatever I wanted and how much I wanted. And I was wearing a size 20 dress. And I was feeling bad and had all the symptoms of diabetes. But in my mind, I rationalized that, well, it was something else. My vision blurred because I need glasses. I'm thirsty all the time because I'm tired. I go to the bathroom because I drink a lot of water. And just totally ignored the disease. And even after I got my official diagnosis that I was diabetic and need to be on medication, I was a poor complier. I didn't take any medication. I didn't check my blood sugars as I should. I didn't exercise or anything because in my mind, I didn't have diabetes, because when you're in denial, that was a comfort zone to me. I didn't have to address the issues of diabetes. But what I found out, that it was also a deadly zone, because as a result of me ignoring my disease, I allowed complications to start. Both of my parents later became diagnosed with adult onset type diabetes, my father first and then my mother, and then my oldest sister. And theirs was lack of knowledge. My oldest sister, like me, in denial and just didn't want to hear about diabetes, didn't want to learn about diabetes, and didn't want to make the lifestyle changes. She too was overweight, and she was a smoker and didn't exercise either. So people would tell me all the time, well, you're a nurse, you're supposed to know better. Yeah, but knowing better and doing better are two different things, because I still face the human challenges. So one day, her little voice said to me, Yvonne, do you realize what you're doing to yourself? And I decided then that my lifestyle was killing me. Not exercising, not taking medication, not checking my blood sugars, not trying to follow any type of meal plan. And I had to acknowledge that the numbness in my feet was a result of nerve damage from my uncontrolled diabetes, the coronary artery disease, the patches on my arteries. So I made the lifestyle changes. I decided, yes, I want to live. I like life. So I quit smoking cold turkey, didn't have the withdrawals or anything, because I was determined that I liked living more than I liked cigarettes. And I came to the conclusion that food was not worth dying for. So I looked at how I was eating and made healthier choices. And I started walking. And in the beginning, initially when I started, I lost a total of 50 pounds. I came from a size 20 to acutely size 12. So in life, you have to find something good and everything bad. So yes, it was bad that I developed diabetes, but it made me start taking care of myself, and it got me acutely size 12 at the deal too.